Here we go. That's where I was, right there. That's Mount Evans. A lot of people go to Colorado. They go to Pikes Peak. They go to different places. They go to Rocky Mountain National Park. How many have been to Rocky Mountain National Park? Amen? But how many have been to Mount Evans, honestly? Don't lie to me. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't go to Mount Evans. And I have no idea why. It's crazy. It's the closest one, really. It's not that far from Denver at all. And you go right up there. It's 28 miles. You ride from Idaho Springs. It's probably about 8,000 feet or so. And you go up 14 miles. You get about 10,000 feet. And then you're really at the base then of Mount Evans. And then you go another 4,500 feet straight up. No guardrails, no nothing. It's incredible. Roger was crying like a baby. I said, Roger, how about if we just keep going right off the cliff? It was crazy. Amen. I'll take you if you'd like to go. Here we go. A high place. That was my message last week. A high place. How can I get to a place in my life where I can, maybe I've been hurt real bad, and I have been. I know what that feels like. To have been run over by a bus, and that's how you feel in life. Are you going to live there? Are you going to stay there? Can you go higher? Can you get up? And then can you get up and move on past where you thought you were high before to a higher place than you've ever been before? Son, can you do that? Yeah, you can. And Jesus can help you do that. I made a statement last week. How do I get to a higher place in my life, Pastor? Here's the statement. Take hold of what took hold of you. Say that with me. Take hold of what took hold of you. One more time. Take hold of what took hold of you. Jesus Christ saved my sorry no good tale when I was 16 years old. I was a hellraiser. My mother was a drunk. And I'll tell you what. You know what I've learned over life? He never left me. And He's there for me. And He's there to take me higher and higher and higher. And when things happen bad, it seems like things just knock you out and you can't make it. Yeah, you get laid out low like this, and you get back up, and you look up, and He goes, we're going higher, and we're going higher. And you're going to be that light that's set on a hill. People are going to see your life, and you're going to let that light so shine before me, and they're going to see your good works, and they can glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Isn't that how we want to live our life, God say? Or you want to let your story be the life of a whiner? Say. You listening to me? Say. A story in your life. Well, this happened to me, and 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 this happened to me. Can you tell me where you're at now, how you're going higher? Can you tell me something? Say. Can you help me? You're depressing me here. You understand? Yes or no? So that's the idea of this little series called Mountain Fresh. Last week was on the video for Mount Evans. First service was Jesus My Deliverer, part two. And this is sort of part three in this service today, and we'll finish it up and start something brand new next week. Mountain Fresh. The air is different in a higher place. Say that with me. The air is different in a higher place. It just is. Unless you've been there, I can't explain it to you. You got to go breathe it. Okay, you're breathing here, and this ain't bad air. Good air. But you get up higher, it's like, oh my gosh, this air is crazy up here. Okay? There's something different about the air in a high place. Keep looking. And Ray, you're doing good. Don't make me get on you. It takes effort to get there, though. The air is different in a higher place, but it takes effort to get there. Did you know that? Say. I can't bag it and bring it to you. I can't bottle it and bring it down here to you. Okay? People who've been through hard times and have made it and have gone through it and have pushed through it in a higher place in their life. Listen, friend, you're going to have to get there yourself, and it takes some effort. Am I making sense to delude you? It gets harder to breathe. The air's different in a higher place, and it gets harder to breathe up there. It is, man. You think you're down here and you're doing good. You're getting that high altitude, and it just, whoo! A little different. And you know what? If you want to go to that higher level in your life, expect that it's going to be a little harder. You understand, yes or no? The things that have happened in your life, let's just say some of the bad things that's happened in your life, you can let it be the story of your life, or you can let it be the thing that propels you to a whole new level in your life. But it's hard. You listening, yes or no? Keep looking. But the journey and the smell, they're worth it in a high place. Why do I go to Colorado? There's plenty of America. Why do I go there every summer? Because I love it. Been taking my kids there since they were just little ones. I love going out there. Oh, it's a journey, all right. And then why do I drive to Mount Evans? I mean, you get there and like, it's so slow, and somebody gets in front of you, go! And they won't go because they're scared to death. They're going to run off a cliff, and you can understand why they're going slow, really, if you're honest. But then you get to the top, and you see that beautiful lake right there. How many remember that lake at Mount Evans? It's right there before you get to the top. And the snow runs down and forms this lake right here. And every summer, the roads all tore up because of all the snow that's running down and the ice, and the roads all tore up. And it gets really scary right there because the roads tore up. That's why I go. The roads tore up. I'm sort of sick. Amen. Keep looking. The journey and the smell's worth it to get to a high place. Stay awake with me. Don't let me put you to sleep here. Okay? We're getting somewhere. The title of my message today is Mountain Fresh. Say that with me. Mountain Fresh. One more time. Mountain Fresh. One more time. Mountain Fresh. Title of our message today, Mountain Fresh. How do you know that you're getting higher in your Christian walk? How can you know? I've been saved for 40 years. I've been a Christian. I've been going to church since I was a little baby. That don't mean you're going higher in your Christian walk. It means you're getting old. That's all. How do you know you're going higher? It smells different. It smells different when you get higher in your Christian walk. Okay? It's mountain fresh. Keep that thought. A disciple who is dedicated and devoted to Jesus Christ is what? One more time. A disciple who is dedicated and devoted to Jesus Christ is what? Now pop it up, Ray. They have a what? An air about them. Now I want to stop a minute though. They have an air about them, but it's not this. Pop it up. It ain't arrogance. Okay? So often, as Christians, we can have an arrogance about us. And it's disgusting, it's sickening, and it doesn't work. Okay? To get to a higher place in your life, there is this air that you can have about you that you've been with Jesus, and that you're walking with Jesus, and your life, you know, you're following Him. But it's not a life of arrogance. Many times when you're walking close to the Lord, you really don't have to open your mouth a whole lot. Your demeanor, your smile, your eyes, your countenance, your touch, your kindness, your gentleness, your sweetness. It's called the fruits of the what? Spirit. Amen. There's a difference in our Christian life. That should be our goal, wanting to go to that high place. Amen. Not to be arrogant. Nothing worse than a Christian who's arrogant, full of himself. I can't stand it. It makes me sick. Okay? But there's an air that we can have about us called Mountain Fresh. That's my thought today. Let's talk about it. Have I lost you so far? We're going somewhere now. Now we're getting into the message. Here we go. Romans 12, and I'm going to also be in Hebrews. Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more what? Highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members of one another. So even though a Christian can have this air about him, is there any place for us in our life to have arrogance? Yes or no? No. We should never think that way. But we can have a life that's lived on a higher level. Mountain fresh. So how can I be mountain fresh? Okay, y'all ready? Say, y'all learning? Now, here we go. You ain't going to like it. How can I be mountain fresh? How can I have that air about me that's not arrogance, but I can live on a higher plane in my Christian life? Number one, say it with me. Work. Work. What's that?
Come on, let's talk about it. It means to labor. It means to toil. It's an occupation. It means to solve, figure things out. It means to cultivate. If you don't get to a higher level in your Christian life, you're going to have to work at it. You understand? Well, I just want to go to a meeting on Friday and get hit by a preacher up front. Wouldn't that be nice? Or maybe I can give $1,000. They can send me a handkerchief on TV. You know why we do stuff like that? We call it faith. It's because we're lazy. It takes work to get to that higher place in your life. Y'all listening or not? Come on. Work! Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead Jesus, our Lord, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect or mature in every good what? Work to do His will. What's that word? Working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. You want to get to a higher place in your life? You've got to work through it. Okay? Bad things happen. It can mark you forever. It can stop you in your tracks. Or you can what? Work through it. Labor through it. Toil through it. Make it through it. Amen? How can I get to that higher place in my life, that higher level, that disciplined walk, that Christian walk, where people can see I've been with Jesus, where I'm different, but I'm not arrogant? Number two, say it with me. Told you you're not going to like it. That's why people don't get there. That's why people don't get there. Sacrifice. The word is used more times in the book of Hebrews than any other word in that whole book. It's used many times throughout the Bible. The word sacrifice. What's the word mean? It means to offer something what? Valuable. I can't believe this happened to me and this was taken from me. Well, it happens. Amen? But how about giving something up for God? Amen? To sacrifice. Hey, listen, guys. We're in the world. We're not to be of the world. But that don't mean we're not in the world and that we don't think like the world. I have bad thoughts. I have dirty thoughts. Did you know they swim around up here in my head? Say, you're kidding. I can't believe the pastor does it. Yeah, I don't know what planet you live on. I live on this one. You hear me? Amen. And if you're going, there's things in our life we're just going to have to give up. We're going to have to work at it. We're going to have to say, can't. You know what I'm saying? It means to intentionally lose. I give up to you, God. Say that. I give up to you. One more time. I give up to... Sacrifice just doesn't mean money, guys. It does mean that. But now it means so many other things in our life. If I want to get to that place where I'm going to have that walk, that air about me, but it's not arrogance. It's going to come through a really ugly word. Sacrifice. You understand? To give up. I give up to you, God. You win. Amen? You win. How about an issue in your life? How about if you work through that issue? How about if you work through that thing in your life right now? Could be something happened to you. Could be a struggle you're going through. How about work through that? How about through that issue you sacrifice? How about you give up? Have you thought about maybe on the other side of that is going to be some nice air. Isn't that good? Takes a little effort though, guys. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifice, God is what? God's well pleased. If you're going to get to that place in your life, a higher place, it's going to take work. It's also going to take sacrifice. Amen? Here's another one. Oh my gosh, you're killing us, Pastor. This should have been a whole series, shouldn't it? Just 1 week on work. Can we just have one at a time? We're loading up the plate for you today. Work? Sacrifice? How about this word? Serve. If you want to get to that high place in your life, the word means to be of what? Good use. Well, I serve. A lot of people have served in church in the past, and they really ain't been of good use. They've got an agenda. They're full of themselves. They're arrogant. A real servant of God is doing stuff, and it's really good for others. And it's good for God. Amen? That's to serve. Serve like a prisoner. I'm made to do it? No. Like a waiter. I'm paid to do it? No. Serve means this. Here's what it means. Pop it up. I'm what? I'm glad to do it. You get to that place where you're working, where you're sacrificing, where you're serving, not because you're being made to. Did you know on Sunday morning, I'm praying with guys in the truck. We're in an SUV this morning, praying about six of us. Been doing it for 10 years, every Sunday. Did you know not one time I've ever been in that truck? I don't think not once have I been in that truck worried about who's setting up in back. Who's running hospitality? Where's the band? Who's going to man the tables out front? Because we have people here that are serving with such a great attitude. You listening or not? It's incredible. How many know that to be the case around fellowship? Isn't that the truth? Yes or no? Let's praise the Lord for it. Come on. That is the truth here. That's the truth right here. Did you know I don't have to tell people, oh, go and hug 10 next today because we got to be a friendly church. I don't do that. Early on, I just said, if you're not nice to people, I'll kill you. It's been very effective. Amen. Isn't it nice to serve? It means to be of good use, not paid to do it, not made to do it, glad to do it. Amen. That's how you can get that. How many just feels nice? I know it feels good to serve for sure, but how many it just feels nice to have somebody that's just nice to you? How does that feel? Somebody kind to you. That feel good? That's that air I'm talking about. That's who we should be. We should be doing that for others and giving off that air. You see what I'm saying? Not if you die today, do you know you go to heaven? You know, without Jesus, you're going to hell. I mean, those are great little lines and little speeches, but how about living that out before people? Before you start blasting them with both barrels. You hearing me? Come on. So how can I be mountain fresh? So what have we seen? What do these three words do? Work. Sacrifice. Serve. So how can I be mountain fresh? By my what? One more time. By my... Can we say it loud and ugly? By my actions! Thank you. Here we go. By my actions! This is how I'm going to be mountain fresh. Okay? The word literally means, action literally means to what? Do something! That's how you're going to get there in your life. Say you've been run over by a bus of pain, of heartache, of tragedy, of sorrow, of whatever. Did you know what? You can stay right there and do nothing and you're never going to have any testimony for God. Are you hearing me? Here's your testimony. Here's what it'll be. Here it is. I was run over. Come on, get up! Do something! You see what I'm saying? If I'm going to have this air about me, it's going to be hard. I got to go higher. It's going to take effort. But to get there, it's going to be beautiful. To get there, wow, you're my God. You're not just somebody else's God. You're my God. You're my God. See the difference? Say. And others are going to see that. It's going to take action. For as the body without the Spirit is dead, so what? Faith without what? Works is dead. I'm a believer. But you do nothing. You act no different than anybody else when any other thing happens in their life. Our faith is deader than a hammer. Things bad happen to us. We whine, we complain, we cuss, we swear. We go get drunk, we do drugs, we whatever. Is that what it's about, church? Yes or no? Uh-uh. Action. Something what? Done. So if I want mountain fresh, if I want to be different in my life, if I want to have that air about me that's not arrogance, I got to do something. Mountain fresh equals our actions. So keep looking. I'm not done. Don't even think about the clock. I ain't on video this week. Plus, I was sitting on a rock that was killing my tail, I'll tell you. Here we go. Keep looking. Here we go. Come on, Ray Ray. So how can I be mountain fresh? Here's the last part of the sermon. Probably going to take me 10 minutes. Here's the last part of the sermon. How can I be mountain fresh? Say it with me. So what's the question then? What? Like what? Pastor, you've told me I'm to work. Okay.
I'm to sacrifice. I'm to serve because my actions is doing something, and that's going to give off an error. So what am I to do? There's one chapter in the Bible. A lot of people don't get to this chapter. They don't slow down enough. We're going to do it right quick. Hebrews chapter 13. Start with verse number 1. How can I be mountain fresh? How can my life be a breath of fresh air to someone else? How can I be that light that's set on a hill? How can I be that testimony, Pastor? Here we go. Now, if you ain't willing to work, and you ain't willing to sacrifice, and you ain't willing to serve, which basically you're not acting, so you're a do-nothing, then you're never going to get here. But if I've got you to think, then this is what you should do. Here we go. Number one. Here we go. Say it with me. Number one. Say it out loud. Come on. Number one. One more time. Number one. You think that'll give off a nice fresh smell, yes or no? You think that would be great as a church if when people come here we love on them, yes or no? How about in your community? How about at work? How about at school? How about at sporting events? Instead of hollering and calling the ref a SOB or whatever you call these people. Listen, is that good? Say yes or no. How about supporting your kid and quit thinking you're the person that is really playing the sport? Would you shut up? Amen. Say. Why am I saying this? Because it's been in the paper lately. People are fighting, hitting each other in the head. It's crazy. They're adults. Amen. Are you listening? How about going to events? How about being in a community? How about at church? Not just at church. How about in your house where you live? Loving people. How many thinks that would be a nice breath of fresh air? Say. Yeah, come on. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Wow, that smelled nice. Husband, how about it? Wife, how about it? Say. Wouldn't that smell good? Say. Come on. Baby's trying to say amen over there. Number two. Number two. Hebrews 13:2. We're in Hebrews 13. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Number two. Say it with me. How can I let off some fresh air? Number two. Show hospitality to who? You're kidding me. Did you know what good is it if somebody's done something good for you and you turn around and do something good for them? I mean, that's to be expected, right? Or if you do good something for somebody, you know you're going to get something back. That's to be expected. Okay? But to do something to someone and for someone who's a stranger, you talk about shocking somebody. It's incredible. If we as believers at Fellowship Church in Englewood, Florida, would be that way with strangers, people we don't even know, we're showing hospitality to. We're showing kindness to. I mean, and you can go with this as far as you want. You can do what? You can work this idea. You can sacrifice to make this idea happen. You can serve, and then you can put this idea into action. It might be buying somebody a meal. It might be helping somebody with yard work that you don't even know. It could be helping somebody with some rent that you don't even know who these people are. You hear me? People in our church have given people a car, a used car. People they don't really even know. We're giving food to strangers that we don't even know. We're raising this food. Why? Because this is what our air should be. Y'all listening or not? You think that's can be a really good, positive force in a community? Sure it is. Number three, this is the air. You ask me, how do I do it? I'm telling you, love people. Show hospitality to who? Strangers and to each other, for sure. Number three, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Remember the ill-treated is number three. Say that with me. Remember the what? Did you know what? You know what would be a great error about us as a believer? It's when somebody else is suffering, we enter into their suffering with them. We don't just pat them on the head. Okay, you'll be good now. You know, oh, I'll pray for you. That all sounds good. But how about if you really want to smell good, enter into their suffering? What does that mean? It's sort of like the Aurora shooting. I was just out there. Horrible. Evil. Okay? What happened? But to see the
from the police officers to the caregivers. Did you know you can only take so much as a human being to see some child come in with their head shot wide open? But here they are, they're entering into that suffering. Or police officers, there weren't enough. It was so quick and things had to happen right away. They were there within 90 seconds of this horrible tragedy. And police officers are grabbing them. And it's so hard on them. They're putting these bodies all mangled and shot up in their vehicle and carrying them to the hospital. That's really, I mean, I know, yeah, they're sort of paid. It's a little bit beyond the call of what they were expecting. You understand? Say, nobody expects this. I know that's a little graphic, but the point is, how about entering into somebody's suffering? Are y'all hearing me or not? Many of you work at hospice. You do things like that. It is not easy at all to sit with somebody and to see a family watch their loved one die. What a great ministry for you to be a part of at Fellowship Church. Amen. Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a good thing. Okay, so entering into somebody's suffering. How many times when people are hurt, let's say something bad happens. Let's say, like in my life, I had some hard issues that happened to me. It's almost hard to even talk to a person who's gone through that suffering, isn't it? Say. Because you don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is hard for us to enter into people's suffering. So it's going to take what? Work. It's going to take what? Sacrifice. It's going to take you. It's going to take you doing something. See how that works? But if you do it, wow. And it's not about you being arrogant or being put in a spotlight. If just that one person you helped can smell you. Wow. That's what it's about. Because they're smelling Jesus. Amen? And here's the good thing. When you do that, you're smelling Him too. And you're smelling like Him. Have I lost you, church? I hope not. Number four, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. What's number four? How can you have an air about you? Watch this one. Say it with me. Hold marriage in high honor. Do you think our society today doesn't hold marriage in high honor? Yes or no? They don't hold it in high honor, do they? How about if in our community, listen to me, how about if in our community here in Englewood, Florida, how about if we at Fellowship Church and we as believers in Christ, we start holding marriage in high honor? Say, wouldn't that be nice? How would that smell? Amen. Say. You know, my wife matters. My husband matters. I'm going to make every effort I can to make this the best. I'm going to do everything I can. How about, wouldn't that be nice? Say. How can I hold marriage in high honor? How can I make my marriage a successful marriage? I know it takes two. I understand. Tell me. You're talking to the choir here, okay? But listen to me. It's going to take, let's review. Work. There we go. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take serving. It's going to take action. Do something. See how this works? What a difference in our community. How about our kids' lives? Parents, how about in your children's life? To know that mommy's going to stay with daddy, and daddy's going to stay with mommy, and mommy's going to love daddy, and daddy's going to love mommy. And this is the way our world goes around. Because we love Jesus. And we've worked, and we're going to keep working, and we've sacrificed, and we're going to keep sacrificing, and we serve, and we're going to keep serving, and we're going to keep working at it. We're going to keep doing whatever it takes to make it happen. They got to smell better in our community, say. There you go. It's funny how we, that's why a lot of us, we just watch these video shows. I mean, shows on television. The Travel Channel. Because it's a lot of work to go to the top of Mount Evans when I can just turn on the TV. There's crazy people biking that thing. I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to bike right up that thing. They were walking up it. I talked to a lot of them as they were walking. I'm like, how you doing? Doing good. They're like, they hated my guts. You want some water? Nope. No, I didn't do that. But anyway, but you know, we don't get that high in our life because it takes work. And we like to look at somebody else. That's not good enough. Number five, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Number five, how would this smell? Why, pop it up. Where'd we go? Be content with what you have. Say it with me. Be content with what you have. One more time. Be content with what you have. Do you think a lot of people aren't content with what they got? Do you think a lot of Christians aren't content with what they have? We're not much different, are we? How would that smell if we were? If we were thankful, if we took what little we had and whatever we had or what lot we had and we were grateful for it and we were content. You think that would smell good? Say. But we think to win over somebody for Christ, we're going to throw a track at them. We're going to say this, that, or the other. How about doing this? Say. Come on. Another one. Oh my gosh. Where'd that come from? I didn't write the Bible. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the what? Word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Just since you didn't believe it's in the Bible, I believe I got another verse. Is there another one? Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. How about if in Englewood, Florida, let's just keep it right here, in Englewood, Florida, and I know I'm the pastor, but how about if in Englewood, Florida, this church spoke highly of their pastor? This church loved their pastor. This church, wherever you went, people say, I go places many times and I hear this. I hear good things about you. Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. But listen, that ought to be what we do, guys. You listening or not? That ought to be what we do. I know many pastors, deservedly so, don't deserve respect through lying, cheating, stealing, manipulation. I understand that, okay? But if you're here visiting especially, and I know me, so I'm who I am, okay? But the bottom line, this is something that smells good. You know a lot of people don't want to come to church? You know why? Because they hear crap about their pastor. If you hear I say crap around town, it's true, I do. Okay, here we go. Listen, okay? Now, I'm serious. Church is political. Church is this. Church is fighting. Church is... Have y'all heard that or not? Say. How about if at this place, in the community we live in, you know, hey, man, I love my pastor. Is he perfect? Are you kidding me? He told me he had dirty thoughts last Sunday. And they'll go, when can we come? When's your service? I guarantee it. No, do you understand where I'm coming from? Love your pastor. I was in Leadville, Colorado. Pastor, you know where Leadville is, right? Pastor Lindo. It's the highest town, I believe, incorporated in the United States. So I was in Leadville. It's an old cowboy town. And so I'm in Leadville. I'm at a thrift shop. Let me say something to you. If you want a good thrift shop, don't go to the highest cowboy town in America. Because they ain't got but one thrift shop and everything's picked through. It looked like a garbage bin. Okay, but that's fine. That's fine because I'm not above that. And I was picking through it just like anybody else, baby. So here I am. I'm doing this. Roger's laughing at me. And there's three people right there talking about their pastor. I'm in the highest town on the highest road. I'm in that little dirty thrift shop. Being a scavenger. But I think I went there to hear that. To know that's not where I live nor where I pastor. And so I'm in that old thrift shop. Thanking God that I'm a part of Fellowship Church. You hear me? Yeah. It smells better, guys. Did that smell good to me? You know what it smelled like? You don't know what it wanted to smell like. I mean, there was things inside of me I wanted to go grab them and wrap their head up against that little block wall. I didn't. Number seven. How can I have an air about me? I'm almost done. Be carried not about with divers and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Number 7, perceive and follow true doctrine. Did you know that smells good? Say. Did you know to know what you believe and to be able to back it up with Scripture and to really believe it and to really follow it? Did you know that smells good to our community? Did you know that's what they're really looking for? Now, they're not looking just for this. They're looking for these other things too. But somebody who's solid in their faith. You hearing me or not? Not some latest, greatest little thing. Did you hear what happened in Lakeland? Did you hear what happened in Brownsville? It's always the church is just as crazy as anybody else. They're always looking for the next little miracle. I was in Colorado and some statue started bleeding blood. There's people coming from everywhere. It wasn't blood. Obviously, it wasn't bleeding blood. People are always looking, aren't they? How about show them something real? Show them a real follower of Christ. Show them somebody really believes something. Show them some real faith. But it's going to take what? Work. It's going to take. Did you get it? Johnny listens on the radio. He's got it. Come on. Number 8, continually offer praise to God. By Him, therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Do you think that would smell good in our community if people see us thankful, happy? I mean, actually praying over if you get a little burger at McDonald's or Burger King. Do you think that's probably a good thing to do, yes or no? To show I'm thankful here? Say. And just that attitude of giving praise to God, not arrogance, praise Jesus on the street corner. No. A part of your life. Y'all hearing me today? I've wore you out, ain't I? Amen. Mountain fresh. That's where I come from. That's where I want to stay in my life. Amen. I want people, when they get a whiff of Clark, it smells good. Not perfect. See, that's that arrogant thing. But Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. Amen? So that's who I am. I believe in Jesus. He's worthy of my work. He's worthy of my sacrifice. He's worthy of my service. He's worthy of me doing something for Him. Amen? And you know what? That's going to smell pretty good. Y'all get the message today? Amen. Pop it up real quick. How you doing? We're done. I know I got to quit. People are leaving. Here we go. Real fast. Ray, you ready? Do you love people? Do you reach out to people other than just your friends? Do you care for the hurting? Hang on, brother. And wounded. Keep going. Keep going. How's your marriage? What do you think? Are you content with what you have? Do you respect and honor your pastor? Are you following true biblical teaching? Do you praise the Lord? Continually. Amen. You know what I call that? Mountain fresh. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us. And He's given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. Say it with me, for a what? Savor. Mountain fresh. Amen. Hope you got the message. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You blessed us today. Amen.